The French people. All I know is French Bayou people and French people.
What about coon?
Oh, they call us that plenty of times.
Call you what?
You really want me to tell you, darling? Who asks?
Is that an insulting word?
Yes, it is. Very insulting because my great-grandfather's people come from France. Where the French people originated from France.
Uh-huh.
Now that's the difference between French and Bayou people too, darling.
What's the difference?
Some of the Bayou people, they live along the bayous and all.
Mm-hmm.
And some people says they're French and they're not French.
What are they?
I can't tell you, darling, because I don't want to get myself in no Dutch.
What? They're mixed with?
Yeah, they're mixed, darling. Plenty of them.
Negro or what?
Yes. But,
What was the Sabine you were telling me about?
Sabines.
Yeah.
That's mixed.
Mixed Negro and,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
White. Just Negro and white or Negro?
Negro and white, sometimes Negro and French, you understand? Because I don't want to get myself in no trouble, baby. I don't want to be proving it. You can't prove nothing today.
Yeah.
You understand?
I'm just interested in what, you know, people.
You can't prove anything today.
They have, you know. Say if you're at a party and you looked at your watch and saw this around 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, we better be getting home.
It's getting around dinner time, lunchtime.
Or it's 11:30 at night, you say it's.
Oh, it's getting late. Let's go home. It's time for bed.
Okay. It's what? Midnight. It's
time for bedtime. Midnight is time for bed.
Okay. And say if you were walking on some ice and you say, well, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped.
Slipped.
And I like.
I almost fell.
I like to
fell.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
And if you wanted to know how frequently I went into town, you'd say, how?
How often do you go to New Orleans?
Okay. And this part of my head is called my
forehead.
And this is my
hair.
And on a man,
this face.
Hair here would be a
fuzz.
Or he'd be growing
a beard on a man, yeah.
Okay. And this is my
ear.
Which one?
Where you sitting, it's your right.
Huh?
It's your right ear, the way you.
Okay.
The way.
And this is my.
No, that's your right. It's your left, the way you sitting.
This is my.
Left.
Uh-huh. Say the whole thing. It's my.
Left ear.
Okay. And this is my.
Mouth. Lips. Mouth.
Okay. And this is.
Your neck.
And.
Your throat.
What about goozle?
Your windpipe.
That's your.
Windpipe.
Uh-huh.
That's what some people say.
Do you ever hear it called goozle?
No, windpipe.
Uh-huh. And these are my
teeth.
And this is one.
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Your gums.
And this is one.
Hand.
Two.
Two hands.
And the
palm.
And one.
Fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And the place where the bones come together, you call that a.
The knit together?
Or where you bend.
Oh, your knuckles.
Or. You're getting old, you say you're stiff in your
bones.
Or
stiff in your arms, stiff in your elbow.
Or any place where your bones come together. You call that a
knee joint?
Okay. And this part on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And you say this is my
leg.
And this is one
your ankle.
Or the whole thing is my
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
And if I get down in this position, you say I'm
stooping.
Any other way of saying that?
Bending.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear down on your
knees?
Do you ever hear hunkers or haunches?
Hunch?
Crouch?
Uh-huh.
You say hunch down?
Crouch downs.
Uh-huh.